在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Which Medicine Should I Take? My name is Anna, I'm English,I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Which medicine should I take? Excuse me. Beginners. How are you feeling? Are you well? I hope you stay well for the rest of the year, but that is not likely, is it? We all get ill sometimes. Here in the United States,People use the word sick to mean ill. That word in the UK means vomit, so it is important to know which word to use. It is wonderful to be healthy, to feel strong, to have energy to do lots of activities, and to think clearly. However, when we are ill, which is common, it is certainly not wonderful. The common cold typically gives us symptoms likea runny nose, a cough, and perhaps a temperature. The flu can make us feel even worse. Aches and pains, fatigue, headaches and nausea are things that we have to deal with. The best thing to do is to get good rest, sleep, and lots of fluids. It is a great thing that our body can fight illness very well. Sometimes, though, if we have an infection, we will need medicine.Antibiotics are useful at killing infection, but we should only take the minimum amount necessary. Too much will make them ineffective. So, eat your fruits and vegetables, sleep a lot, exercise, and stay well. Advanced. There is a famous film called Mary Poppins in which a magical nanny sings a song called A Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down.I suppose she's right. Some medicines are downright ghastly. Thankfully, I don't have to take them very often, and even if I do, I don't. I'm not what you would call a pill popper, a person who enjoys the drama of illness. For me, it's a complete waste of time. Mind you, illness has its place for sure. It can certainly make you stop and think.Being generally strong and healthy can make one feel invincible and in control, whereas a bout of sickness certainly makes one remember our fragility and mortality. But right now, I don't want to be too morbid. In retrospect, illness and everything related can be quite funny. The other day, I was in the walk-in clinic, waiting to see a doctor. I felt awful.And as is usually the case, I had to wait for quite a while. Well, I had the opportunity to people watch. There was an old man with a terrible cough. I didn't sit near him. There was a young man with a bad limp, obviously from a recent accident. And then a person with his head almost completely bandaged up. He looked like he had escaped from a museum of Egypt.A poor lady rushed in crying, holding her rapt, bloody finger up high. She had chopped the end of it off. Ooh! I certainly couldn't feel sorry for myself anymore. And what a sight we were. Gosh, it's nice to feel well again. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com.That's LIBSYN. Or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. You can also access my website through iTunes in the top right-hand corner. If you'd like to send me a message, I would love to hear from you. Any comments and questions, please write to acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.